Today's daf is daf Ches in Maseches Shkalim. We are on Zayin Mabez, about 10 lines up from the end of the perek. We had a whole amud and a half yesterday about saying something b'shem Amr. Ha'omer devar b'shem Amr, maybe geula la'olam. So today we're continuing the little agadita to the end of the perek. Ein dor she'ein bo litzanim. That's what we're up to. We just had Reb Zeira ask to Rabbanim, did you see so-and-so, who you always quote? And the answer was, no, we didn't see so-and-so, but our Rebbe quoted him. So that's how we know the words of so-and-so. So now the Gemara just ends off the parak. Ein dar she'ein bo litzanim. There is no dar that doesn't have scoffers, litzanim. Bidor shel David, it's a question of the Girsa. Let's say it's Bidor shel David. In the dar of David HaMelech, maha yuprutze hadar osin. What did they used to do? They used to walk to the windows of David HaMelech, and everyone knew that David HaMelech was not going to be zocha to build the Beis HaMikdash. They knew that David HaMelech got that nevuah. Omer lo, they used to tease him, and they used to say by the window, David, David, emasai yibana Beis HaMikdash, emasai Beis Hashem Nelech. Where's the Beis HaMikdash? When are we going to have the Beis HaMikdash? Vahaya David Omer, David used to reply, Afapishim is kavnin lahachiseini, even though they're trying to make me angry, yovo alai, that's a lashon shvua, bad things should come upon me. Imlo yisi sameach b'devrehem, if I'm not happy by what they're saying. In other words, David HaMelech is saying, I'd rather die early so that my son could have the schus of building the Beis HaMikdash. Or we talk about the Gemara with Hillel, how Hillel didn't get angry. That's the connection between the earlier Gemara, how we had a Gemara related to Kaas yesterday. So here the Gemara shows that David HaMelech didn't get angry. He says, Halavai, Halavai, that my son should be able to build the Beis HaMikdash already. Dechsiv, and where is this story alluded to in Tehillim? Samachti va'omrim li Beis Hashem Nelech. I am happy when they say to me, Beis Hashem Nelech. So we never assume that way when we say the Shir HaMalos. But says the Gemara, that's what's being alluded to. I'm happy when they tease me and they say, Beis Hashem Nelech, let's go. I'm still happy about that, says David HaMelech. So Hashem answers him though. What does that mean? That your day should be full? I am going to give you full, complete days, and not any missing days. Meaning, I'm sorry, you're not going to be die any earlier. You'll have your complete life. Isn't the whole purpose of the Beis HaMikdash to have Akravas Karbanas, Karbanas Tzibur? Or you look at the Rambam of the beginning of Hilchos Beis HaBchira. He says that's the purpose of having a Beis HaMikdash, to be able to be Makrav Karbanas. So says Hashem, Chaviv Alayt Staka Umishpat Sha'ata Osa Yosef and HaKarban. The stuck in mishpah that you do is better, is more chaviv, is more beloved to me than the karban. So why should I cause you to die earlier to have the Beis HaMikdash? What you're doing is even more chaviv to me than the karban. Shneamar aoseh mishtako mishpat nifchar Hashem mizbeach. Right, a remez that doing the stuck in mishpat is even more chosen to Hashem than the mizbeach, than karbanos. The Gemara said, "Hedron darshan stucko mishpat." What's stucka and mishpat? Stucka is like extra. You give stucka. Mishpat is din. So the Gemara darshan is that this means pshara. The David HaMelech did a lot of pshara, a lot of compromise, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu loved, because he made everybody happy. So some of first should talk about, it's not a stira, but it's just a difference in mentality, how this Gemara seems to say that David HaMelech was ready to die early in order to have the Beis HaMikdash built. If you remember the Gemara we had in Shabbos, Daf Lamed, David HaMelech knew that he had a besar that he was going to die on Shabbos, so he learned every second of the day so that the Malach HaMemes wouldn't have any power over him. And it ended up, he ruffled some trees, and David HaMelech went to look, and that was the way. But the mentality of that Gemara is that David HaMelech didn't want to die. He was doing everything he could to stay alive. Lashaykin this Gemara, he would say, you know what, I know what Shlomo HaMelech is going to come. Either way, it's not a stira, it's just the difference in mentality of what David HaMelech was doing. Okay, end of the parak. Hadron Allah Masar from Shkal. Shouldn't answer. He wasn't speaking to the Leitzanim. He was kind of talking to himself or talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wasn't really talking to the Leitzanim. Okay, next parak. B'shlosha prakim b'shana tarmenes halishka. As we've alluded to before, this is the third parak of Shkalim, and the Mishnah says that at three times a year, the Lishka is Nitram. We're Torahing the Lishka. B'prosa Pesach, b'prosa Teres, b'prosa Chag. 2 weeks, or we'll see pros more exactly, means 15 days before Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. What exactly happened here? So if you look at the Rav Bartanura, he explains, and the next Mishnah is also going to elaborate on this, and that is, when all the shkolim were sent from all the different places, they put them in one treasury house. Big pile of shkolim in the Beis HaMikdash. That's what happens. And then, shlosha pavim bashana, three times a year, no limimena. Three times a year, they took from this big treasury house. V'nosdin, and we'll see who shita this is, but this is what most assume. V'nosdin latok shalosh kupos. They took out of them, on 15 days before Pesach, they had three different kupos, and they filled up all the three kupos. That's what they did 15 days before Pesach. And each kupa was gimel sa'ah, large volume. They looked with bankrupt a seber. That's what they did. And then before Shavuos, they did the same thing. They had three other kupos. And then before Sukkot, they also had three different kupos. So the truma, halishka, is the truma they took from the lishka, from the treasury house, and put it into these kupos. That's what happened three times a year. Interesting, the Tiferet Yisrael points out, related to what we had earlier in the Masechta, and that is we learned that when the Kohen goes in and is Torim, he is Torim with Kavana also on the money that didn't get here yet. Al Ha'asid Ligvos. He has in mind all the people who sent the money who didn't get here yet. So what do we have to be Torim three times for? If he already has that in mind. Al Ha'asid Ligvos. So we had one sheet earlier in the Masechta that says to publicize it, even though you don't really need it. So the Tiferes Yisrael here on the Mishnah says, you're right, they were ready Yotze, but still, afilu hachi nichluhu bahachi, ba'ofan she'efshar she'yizdamnu she'kleina atzman lo truma. They still, even though they were ready Yotze, there's still a kiyum for them to have their own shkolim used for the mitzvah of buying karbanos. So that is why, even though they were ready Yotze, because it was Allah asid lidvos, still, they are included, they want to be included mamish, they want their shkolim to be included in the mitzvah. Okay, so says that the Mishnah says that three times a year they went in to take the truma from the lishka. V'heim, continues the Mishnah, v'heim grunos shall meiser behema. These three times of year were the same time periods of meiser behema. What does that mean? Mida oraisa, this is what 99% of Rishonim assume. Mida oraisa, meiser behema just means whenever I have a bunch of animals, then I have to get meiser from the animals, which means I put in through the little, we spoke about this before, you put in through the little gate, and you mark 1, 2, you count off 10, the 10th one you mark off, that's meiser behema, you have to bring that to Yerushalayim, and you, the Yisrael, eat it in Yerushalayim. Does not have to go to the Kohen. Bechar is Mamonosho Kohen. But meiser you eat. So you bring it up, so that's what you have to do. There is no set time how often you have to do this computation, mita oraisa. So whenever you have a lot of animals, you do it. The mita rabbanan, we'll see why they did this in the Gemara. Mita rabbanan, they made three times when you have to say, okay, ad kan, I have to take meiser from my animals. And then another time, ad kan. So says the Mishnah, according to Rabbi Akiva, the same three times that you have the truma for the shkalim, those three time periods are exactly the same time periods that are, they're the grunos of meiser behema. Which means these are the time periods, Midrabanan, that you have to take meiser at these time periods. Until you take meiser from these times, we'll see the lashon, it's like a kind of tevel. Just like we have tevel by grain, tevel means before you didn't take a meiser, yes, you're not allowed to eat it. So too, there's a tevel midrabanan here, that's the word that's going to be used later on. Chazal said, once this time is reached, you have to take off meiser from your animals. There is one rishon, the Yereim, or Bozmi Metz, who writes in his Sefer, that this is it's not a drabanan. Mida oraisa, you have to give meiser every second. Amod va'aser. Quotes a medrash. Meaning the second that you get enough animals to take off meiser from, you have to take off meiser. That's a din to oraisa. And the Rabbanan were oker that din. B'sheva al-tasa. They said, don't give meiser right away, because there are reasons we want to spread it out at these three times of the year. So it's just the opposite of everyone else. But we assume, like the Tiklin Chadzin here quotes from earlier Rishonim, from Rishonim, that say that really mida oraisa, there is no set time for meiser. You can give whatever you want. But Chazal made these three time periods. And once Chazal made these time periods, so that everybody went by these time periods. They didn't do it right away. So these are the three time periods, says Rabbi Akiva. Benazai Omer, Benazai, we're going to have two other shitas though, that other opinions in the Tanaim say that there were other time periods for Meiser Behema. Benazai Omer, Be'esrim V'tisha Ba'adar, the 29th day of Adar. The Tanakama had just said 15 days before Pesach. So Gemara Bechoris just talks about, the Machlokas is about whether Adar is Mali or Chaser. Not our issue now. But he said it's the 29th day of Adar, and Be'echad B'Sivan, only on the 1st of Sivan. Not 15 days before Sivan. Ube'esrim v'tisha ba'av. There's a big difference. On the 29th day of Av, the Tanna Kamma had said 15 days before Sukkos. So it's about a month difference. That's the Shita of Ben Azai. We'll see why he says that. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, Be'echad B'Nisan, first day of Nisan, Be'echad B'Sivan, Be'chaf Tes Be'elul. So again, all of the reasons for this are said a little bit here, but mostly in Maseches Bechoros, all about some of it related to are the months of Uber or not. Why did Rav Elazar Rav Shimon say that one of the Granos is on the 29th day of Elul? Why didn't they just say the first of Tishrei, which is 15 days before Sukkos? Because the first day of Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, you can't be Ma'aser that day. Ma'aser is being Misakein. So it's a din to Isser Drabanan on Shabbos and Yantif. That's why they say the Zman of the 29th day of El. There's a big discussion whether Elul is ever Mu'ubar or not. It has to do, the folks can discuss it when they talk about the Minog of blowing Shofar for 40 days before Yom Kippur, the various reasons why we blow Shofar in Elul. So there, the folks can talk about whether Elul is ever Mu'ubar or not. But here, the Gemara assumes, the Mishnah assumes, that Chavtes Elul is when the Zman is according to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. Fine. So there's a three-way Bachlokas Tanan, which we'll get back to in the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yavahu, Kol Hein Detaninan Pras Palga. Pras always means half. Palga, when it says pros, prosa, pesach, or pras, that means palga, delamid yom, kodem la moed, half of 30 days before the moed. So half of 30, half of a month, is 15. And that's what the Mishnah means when it says pros. Where do you get that from? Shed darshin behilchosav. Because you darshin the halachos of the yantif during this time. So that is why you pick this time. The Magen Avraham quotes this Gemara as a raya against the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef says that the halacha, we know, the Gemara says, Shalim v'darshin, behilchas ha-chag, 30 days before the chag, that's what the Gemara says. Does that apply to every yantif? Says the Beis Yosef, it only applies to Pesach. Pesach has so many halachas, it's so complicated. So that's, you need darshin, hilchas chag, b'chag, you darshin it before Pesach. So that's what the Beis Yosef holds. And he has rayas from the Gemara. We've had two different Gemaras in Maseches Brachos. Again, there's a question about the Girsa, whether it applies to all Yom Tovim, but that's what the Beis Yosef says. Says the Magen Avraham, look at our Gemara. Our Gemara says that pros applies to all Yom Tovim. Haraya, that the din of learning about the Chag 30 days before applies to every Yantif. That's what the Raya is here. The Gra in Shulchan Aruch says, no, maybe it applies to Pesach and Sukkot and not to Shavuos. But again, here it relates to all three. This whole series of shitas are quoted. Look at the first page of Hilchos Pesach in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah has a summary of all these opinions. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch quotes it about Pesach. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "V'hu adib shay yamim tovim nami darshin kodem lachein shloshim yom." That's one opinion by all the yamim tovim. "V'ayin bir hagra zba'at seres sagim yomecha besivan." The Gra says Shavuos. What do you have to learn about? There's no chefsa shal mitzvah. There's an iser malachas. What do you learn? You don't need so much time. So that's why for the first of Sivan, the yesh omrim da'achiv shloshim yomu rak bePesach. That's the Beis Yosef. We should the yesh by halachas rabos, etc. So that is the various shitas quoted. What about Chanukah and Purim? Since Eliezer has a shuv about Chanukah and Purim, is there an idea of sholin v'darshin b'Chanukah and Purim? He assumes not, but that is an interesting discussion. The major action in that sugya, not for now, we had a shiur on it a couple of years ago, that is, all the Rishonim try to figure out how the two chazals work together. The one chazal of learning about the Yontif 30 days before the Yontif, and also the last few lines of Maseches Megillah, where it says there's a kiyum to learn about the Yontif on the Yontif itself. Sholin b'inyanu shel yom b'yontif atzmo. So, is it 30 days before, or is it on Yantif? So, the different answers given. Is it Agata versus Halacha? Is it other answers? There is a sheet of the Ran, though. The Ran, and that's what the first Bir Halacha, Hilchos Pesach, discusses, how all Rishonim were against this Ran and Rashba, that really there is no such Halacha about learning 30 days before Yantif. Really, all that means is that, let's say a Rav, 2 weeks before Pesach, gets two Shilas at the same time. He gets a Pesach Shila and a Sukkah Shila. He should answer the Pesach one first. Because 30 days before, that's called Shoel Ke'inyin. That's what the Ran says. But really, the Iker Din is learning about the Yantif on the Yantif itself. But the Bir Halacha quotes that you see from all other Rishonim, and all the Gemaras, it seems like there's much more to this Halacha about learning 30 days before the Yantif. Even from our Gemara. Just because it's Shoel Ke'inyin, it's those kind of days, that's why it's related to the pros. So that is why most Most assume not like that, Ron, that Sholem V'Darshan is a real halacha, and you just got to figure out how that works with the idea of learning on every yantif itself. Okay, so that is where the Lashon Pros comes from. Says the Gemara continuing, V'hein Grunos. The Mishnah had said that these three time periods are also the three time periods of Meiser Behema, that Chazal were Koveya, that by these three time periods, stop, take Meiser off your Behemas. Different reasons given in the Mishnah, in the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Bnei Shehin Pirkei Leida. Says Rabbi Yochanan, this is the time of year, right, this is the time of year, we're right after the animals have just given birth. The animals have certain mating seasons, they've given birth, so these three time periods are basically right after they've given birth, so it's a good time for Chazal to say, okay, now you have a bunch of animals, now it's time to take off Meiser. Rav Acha, Rav Tanchum Bar Chiya, B'Shem Rav Shimon Levi, Kedei Shetehei Behema Mitzuya La'oli Regalim. So if you look at the Bavli, this answer is kind of an extension of the first. It makes sense that they're connected. And that is, we want people to have a lot of animals available on Yantif time. We don't want there to be a shortage of animals in Yerushalayim, because you need for karbanos, you need for a lot of things. So if we force the people to take off Meiser 2 weeks before Yantif, and now it's designated, so there's going to be plenty of animals in by Yantif. If people take off Meiser 2 months before Yantif, they're going to finish their, they're going to bring it, eat it earlier. They're going to finish their animals. They're not going to have it by Yantif time. So that's why Chazal, specifically, it was right after the mating season, and Dafka now would be a time that if people took off Meiser now, they could. Midar Raisa, you could take off Meiser earlier. But once Rabbanan said these times, the Tiklan Chazan explains, people didn't do it. People took off Meiser at this time period, because this is what Chazal said. So this would allow animals to be Matsui for the Oli Regalim. Meiser, no, Bechor goes to the Kohen. Meiser is the Bible. Meiser is the Bible. Amr, there is an etziv at the end of Bechukosai, which talks about maybe based on a pasuk of Yamim, let's give it to the Kohen. But Mikra Adin, we paskin that it goes to the Israel. It's considered Kashim Kalim.
So you could use that for
a Bechor va Meiser va Kashim Kalim. What mission is in Israel Mekomen? Right, okay, right. We have that, correct? Right? You could use Meiser for Shalom Chagiga. No, you could use it for one of the Karbanas, the Yudalid, I don't remember the Chilik. Okay, Amar Yudin, third reason or second. Shelo Yavo Lidei Bal Ta'acher. No, the Chazal didn't want you to violate Bal Ta'acher. You're going to be Meiser. We're going to be Meiser a Karban. Then you're going to leave it for months. So you'll violate delaying bringing your Karbanos that you have designated. So that's why if they make you do it 2 weeks before Yantif, you'll for sure bring it. Period. Amr Reb Yosa, Kalamasha Tivlo over Bevalsa Acher. Reb Yosa says that, this is the Lashon that I alluded to before, it's explained this way by the Karban Aida, that Chazal, at these time periods, once this time period came, Chazal said, all your animals have the status of Tevel Midrabanan. Just like by grain, we have an idea called Tevel. Before you take off Chumas and Maestros, it's called Tevel, you're not allowed to benefit from it. So, so too, once these time periods come, these animals, your whole flock, is called Tevel Midrabanan, and you have to take off Meiser from it. So call a Masha Tivlo if you don't take off your Meiser. When you're supposed to open Bal Ta'acher, then you're delaying, and therefore you're violating. Therefore, you have to take off Meiser right when these time periods come. Taman Taninon, we learned in a Mishnah in Bechoros, Rabbi Meir Omer, Be'echad Be'el. Now, back to the, we spoke about the Grunos of Meiser Behema in the Mishnah. That meant, at what time of year did Chazal tell you to take off Meiser? So now we have a related topic. Rabbi Meir Omer, Be'echad Be'el Rosh Hashanah, Lo Meiser Behema. I'm sorry, this we're going to quote from Bechoros. This is from the beginning of Rosh Hashanah. Be'echad Be'el Rosh Hashanah, Lo Meiser Behema. Rabbi Meir says that, how do you figure out your groups of flock in order to take off Meiser from them? You only go by animals born each year. So says Rabbi Meir, how do you figure out the year? So the first of Elul is Rosh Hashanah L'Meiser Behema. Right before this is the previous year. First of Elul and on is the following year. It was Rav Shimon Omer Becha B'Tishrei. No, it goes by what we call Rosh Hashanah, the first of Tishrei. Ben Azai Omer. Ben Azai says, as we'll see, Ben Azai is not sure who's right. So he says, Ha'eluliyim Mis'asrin B'Fnei Atzman. The Elul born animals, you do them by themselves, because you're not sure if they're from the previous or the following year, so you do it by themselves. Three different shitas in the Mishnah. So now the Gemara analyzes each shita. Amar Rabbi Chona, Taima de Rabbi Meir. What's the reason why Rabbi Meir says the first of Elul? Ad kanhin mismatzos leili min hayishanos. Up until the first of Elul, it's coming from the old animals. Mikan ve'elochayim aschilos leili min achadashos. And from the first of Elul, it's coming from the new animals. What does this mean? So if you look at the Tiklan Chavatin, he explains that Rabbi Meir is assuming 2 points. Number one, Rabbi Meir really holds the first of Nisan is the Iker. The first of Nisan should be the Rosh Hashanah. But Rabbi Meir also holds a second point, and that is Rosh Hashanah for animals goes by not birth, but goes by impregnation, goes by conception. So therefore, says Rabbi Meir, we have a Masorah based on a Chazal that animals have, at least Behemadakas, which we're focusing on now, are pregnant for 5 months. So any animal born by the first of Elul was impregnated after Nisan. So starting with Nisan Yer Sivan Tammuz, of those 5 months. So now, up until now, the ones that are born before the first of Elul is from the previous year. Now after this is from this year. So that's why the first of Elul is the cutoff. But really, again, at root, Nisan is the Iker, but it goes by conception according to Rabbi Meir. That's why he says the first of Elul. Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Bon b'shem Rav Chona, time of the Rav Lazar Rav Shimon. Why do Rav Lazar Rav Shimon hold the first of Tishrei based on a pasuk? Lavshu karim atzon, the sheep were clothed as a remez to becoming pregnant. Elu habachiros, these are referring to the animals who have an early mating season. Va'amakim yatvu bar elu ha'afelos, these are the ones who have a later mating season. And what does the pasuk end off? Yisro'au af yashiru, they'll shout out and sing. And we darshin elu ve'elu nechnasin ladir lehis asher. We darshan Yisro Eya is from the word Reya, they're friends. They're going to be friends, and they're all going to Yashiru. We're going to switch around the Nakudas a little bit and say they're going to be Mu'usar. We're going to take off Meiser from them altogether. In other words, the same year, the early and the later ones. So say, Rabbi Reb Shimon, early and later ones, but later ones have babies in Elul. And if you're telling me that they're all take off Meiser from the same year, in the same time, it must be that Halacha considers them being born in the same year. So that's why it must be that the first of Tishrei is the cutoff, because according to these sheetahs, you go by birth. Again, arguing with the first sheet of Rabbi Meir, you go by birth, and if all of them, the Pasuk Aluz, are being Me'usar together, it must be halachically they're all considered the same year. So that's why they know that the first of Tishrei is the cutoff point. Omar ben Azai, so ben Azai was the third opinion. What did he say? Ho ve'elu omrim kach ve'elu omrim kach. Since there are two different sheetahs, I don't know who's right. So yihu ha'eluliyim is asher b'fnei atzman. So the ones that are born in the month of Elul, you know what? You take those meiser from them by themselves. Ha'ketzad, how does that work? Nola lo beheba av beheba el beheba tishrei. According to ben Azai, if you have a baby born, an animal born on the 5th of Av Elul and Tishrei, ein mistarfin, all three are separate. Av is from the previous year, El is by itself, Tishrei is from the new year. Nova lo beheba Tishrei beheba Av. But if you have one born in the 5th of Tishrei and one born in the following 5th of Av, Hare Elul Mitzarfin, that's all considered the same year. You can have babies born 3 months apart, within 3 months, and it's all three separate Gronos, three separate Meiser groups. But if you have ones born months apart, still it will be considered the same year. Says the Gemara, Ben Azai Machri al Dibri Talmida Vasa. One second. The other people involved in the Mishnah are Ben Azai's Talmidim. So what, the Rebbe's saying, I'm not sure which of my Talmidim are right. Why doesn't he figure it out? He's the Rebbe. Why doesn't he think about it? He'll hear each of the Sheetahs, and he'll decide. He'll be Machriya. What do you mean he can't decide? So, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rav Maishav, Shem, Rav Shmuel, Rav Yitzchak, no. Shekei nechlegu aleha avos ha'olam. Really, the source of this machlokis are earlier Tanoim. And that's why he didn't want to decide and take sides with the machlokas that earlier Tanah. Umaninu, who are the earlier Tanaim? Avos, maninu avos ha'olam. Who are the earlier Tanaim? Tana Rabbi Yonah, kumi Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yonah said in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva. It was a machlokas of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. And that's why Ben Azai didn't want to take sides, because these were the earlier Tanaim. Says the Gemara, one second. Zoso Meres Ben Azai, Chover v'tamen ha'id Rabbi Akiva. If this is true, what did we just say? That Ben Azai didn't want to choose sides, because this was an early machlokas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. That sounds like Ben Azai is a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, right? Meaning, or at least a Talmud, a later generation than him. Why? Because he has such covenant for Rabbi Akiva. But the Gemara is about to say, but there's other storage which reflect that he was also a chaver, a colleague of Rabbi Akiva. So what you have to say is that he was a Talmud and a chaver. Where, in Tema Rabbe, if you want to say that Rabbi Akiva was Ben Azai's Rebbe, would he have used that Lashon? Is Barnash Amar L'Rabbe, does a person say to his Rebbe, Ho ve'elo amarkav, ve'elo amarkav, hey, since this is true and that's true, this is what I'm going to hold. No, he should have said, since my Rebbe says this. So because he didn't use that Lashon, it must be that he wasn't just like a Rebbe to him, he was also a colleague, so that's why it wasn't not nice Lashon. Rabbi Avon b'shem Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchak shama leminado. Rabbi Avon heard a proof that Ben Azai was a colleague and not just a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva from the following. Omar le Ben Azai, the Mishnayos in Bava Basra quote a number of arguments between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. I don't have to know what they're about right now. But at the end of those arguments, there's one case where they all agree. And Ben Azai, and then the Tanakama, Rabbi Akiva, comes along to the Mishnah and says, no, they argue here too. So Ben Azai, in response to that, says, Omale Ben Azai, Ala Chalukin Anu Mitztarin, El Shabbas Lachlok Aleinu Asa Shavin. We're upset that there's so many machlokes in B'tipa Shem Beis Hillel. And now you're coming to tell me there's another machlokes. So you see from there, Ben Azai Chavir V'tamad Halei Rabbi Akiva. There too, that shows that he was a colleague of Rabbi Akiva. The Talmud part we got from earlier, that he said he didn't want to argue because they were the Abu Sa'olam. But this story shows that he was also a colleague. Why? In Tema Rabbe, if he was his Rabbi, Is Barnash Amal Rabbe, Elo Shabbos Lachol Galeno Tashavin, would he use that Lashon against his Rabbi? That, hey, you're adding on all the Machloksim, what are you doing? So again, it must be that he was also a colleague. He was a Talmud Chaver. Two dots. Okay, a little bit more to the end of the parak about Meiser Behema, and then we're going to get back to, in the next parak, we're going to get back to the Trumas. About taking from the Lishka. Taman Tanina. So here's where the Mishnah, Gemara quotes, the Mishnah in Bechoris Daf Nun Zayin. Kol ha-noladim be'echad b'tishrei, ad chaptes be'elol, hara elu mitzarfin, any animal born from the 1st of Tishrei until the 29th of Elul, that's the year, that's a whole year, all of these are mitzarei, for it's all one big year for Meiser Behema. Again, Midrabana, we said there are three times that you're supposed to take off, but Midaraisa, these are all considered one year. Obviously, this is assuming like the Shita of Rablazer and Reb Shimon, who had said, Chavtes be'elul is this year. Chamisha levnei Rosh Hashanah v'hahela achar Rosh Hashanah emisarfin. If you had five babies born before Rosh Hashanah and five after, so then there's no tzirup. It's two different years. Ha'ilofnei agorim, ha'ilo achar agorim, har elu misarfin. But if it's five before and after the time where the Rabbana told you to take off, they are mitzarif. Yes, you're supposed to do it by that time, but the Goren isn't mafsik. It doesn't make it like different years. It just makes it still the same year. It's just time periods that the Rabbana came up with and said that you should take off Meiser at those times. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yosa. So what we're about to have, let's just keep the structure so we can understand this, Rabbi Yosa is going to make a statement, and it's going to be rejected. Amar Rabbi Yosa, Hada Omeris, Meiser Behema lo asu osa lo kechanat velo kishlish. The shear of Meiser Behema, where the Rabbanan told you to take off Meiser Behema at certain time periods, that's not comparable to two other cutoff points in Halacha. Chenet and Shlish. Chenet, from the word chanata, means blossoms. When fruits blossom, that is the time when you have to take off Meiser from fruits. Shlish and chenet are parallel. It's just that chanata is by fruits. Shlish, when a grain or an olive grows the third of its maturity size, it's called onas ha-meiseris. So chanata and shlish are in foods what the Goren of Meiser Behema is in animals. That's why we're comparing all of these things. When do you have to take off Meiser? Chanata by fruit, Shlish, when it grows a third of its maturity by grains, and the Goren that we're talking about, Meiser Behema, that's by animals. So says Rabbi Yosa, they're not comparable. Why? In Tamar Kechenet, we would compare the time period by the animals, the Goren for the Meiser Behema, to Chanata, to the blossoming. But that's not true. Because what's Chanata? Chanata means it's not ready, it's not ripe yet. It's just there. It exists. So then you shouldn't go by the birth of the animal. You should go by the conception of the animal. Listening kalamu ubarin me'echad b'tishrei ad esrei b'tishrei be'elul. You should say the parallel if you want to compare Meiser Behema to the chanata. Chanata means little blossoms. So the parallel would be not birth, but pregnancy. So it's not parallel. In Tamar kishlish, and if you want to compare the goren, the time period of animals, to the shlish, but what happens by a shlish? When in fruits is, or when a grain is a third ripe, so the assumption is that it's edible already. It's edible and usable, and you can use it today. So says Rabbi Yosef, that's also not parallel. Because what's the shear by Meiser Behema? It goes all the way until the last day of the year. One second. If an animal is born on the last day of the year, is it usable yet? Could you bring it as a carbon today? No. There's a halacha called Mechusar Zman. Until an animal is 8 days old, you're not allowed to sacrifice it. We lane it every yantif. It's in Sharuch Hesef. The first few lines of Sharuch Hesef. Before you get to the Parshas HaMoedim, you lane about this halacha. So says the Gemara, says Rabbi Yosa, But when it reaches a shlish by grains, it's usable right now. If it would be born on the last day of the year, it's not usable for another 8 days. What would the parallel be? Listni kolan oladim ad esrim b'shnayim be'elul. It should be the week before the end of the year. You go to the end of the year, so it must not be parallel. That's Rabbi Yosef's line. He just says that the shear, the time period which Chazal gave for animals, is not comparable to the time period by fruit and grain. Fine. Rav Shammai, b'shem Rabbi Bibi, b'Rav Chia. Rav Shammai says, no, I argue. Kishlish asu osa. You could say it's like a shlish. You could say that the meiser behema, the shear for animals, is like the shear for grains. It's not usable. We said a shear is edible and usable. And this is not usable for another week. So the answer is it is usable today. You can't bring it as a carbon. But you know what? It's usable. What can you do? It's like going like the sheet of Reb Shimon, Kereb Shimon, to Amar Reb Shimon, Mechuser Zman, Nichnas Ladir Lezasher. Even if an animal is Mechuser Zman, meaning you can't bring it today, it still could be part of the group. You could put it through the 1, 2, 3, count to 10. So if it is usable today. So it is, the Shlish, the Meister Behema Goren could be parallel to Shlish. So Reb Shammai argues with Reb Yosef. Come, Rabbi Mana im Rabbi Shammai. So now Rabbi Mana argues on Rav Shammai's rejection. Rav Yosef made the original statement. Rav Shammai didn't like it. Now Rav Mana is arguing with that rejection. Amarle at Amrit Chadamilsa. Did you say that? You said that the Rabbanan really can be based on Rav Shimon, and that's how it could work. But Tamantaninan, look in that same Mishnah. Where it quotes the other shita, Benazai Omer Eluliyim is Asin LaAtzman Lo Afilu Nolad at Esrim Etisha BeElul. Remember Benazai? Benazai said all the animals born in the month of Elul are Meusar by themselves, even the last weeks, the ones born in the last week. But one second, those can't be hookrapped today either. So what are you going to tell me? Rabbi Akiva also holds like Rabbi Shimon? That's very dachuk. To say all the different opinions in that Mishnah hold like Rabbi Shimon is very unusual, says Rabbi Mana. Is l'chalameimar ben azik Rabbi Shimon v'lo k'rabanan? So you can't give that. And therefore, says Rabbi Mana, I agree with Rabbi Yosa that it's not parallel. The goren for Meiser Behema is not like Shlish and Chanata. Period. So now let me just give you the Svara. So what do you do with those animals born in the last week of the year? They can't be hookcraft today. We're not going like Reb Shimon. So what do you do with them? So that's what the parak. That's what we end off with now. Kamadat Amar al Rabbanan. So what's the sheet of the Rabbanan? That the last week's animals are counted for that previous year. Manich l'shana habavahim is asun and b'deish nasan. What do you do? You wait. Let's say the animals are born in the last week of the year. So you just wait with them until the following year, until they're ready, until they're 8 days old. But then you're ma'aser them with the previous year. You don't go like Reb Shimon, that it's Mechuser Zman and you put it through the gate. You wait, you save some animals from the previous year also, if you need, and then those animals born in the last week, you're Ma'aser with the previous years. Kainat Amar Alad Ben Azai, so too with Ben Azai. Manich Lagorna Bavay, Mizasar Ben Eluvim. You wait till the following week, and then you are Ma'aser them with all the ones born in Elul. Period. So if you don't have 10, you have to be mashlim with the ones from the previous year. Even you can be mashlim even with ones born before the last week. It's all the same year, so you can be mashlim with those. Ends off the perek. Amar Rabbi Chiya, zos omeres. We learn from here by Meiser. What did we just say? If an animal is born in the last week of the year, so it's considered born, let's say, the last week of Tavshin Samach Vav. So it's considered a Tavshin Samach Vav animal. You have to wait until the first week of Tavshin Samach Zayin, because it's not 8 days old yet. But once you get to Tavshin Samach Zayin, this animal is grouped with the Tavshin Samach Vav animals, because that's when it's called born. So Zos Omeres, we're going to have a parallel. There's a halacha by Bechor. When you have an animal that's a Bechor, they have to give to the Kohen, it has to be brought as a carbon in its first year. That's halacha by Bechor. So Zos Omeres, says the Gemara, Yomim Shav Bechor Mechuser Zman Bohen, you see from this halacha by Meiser that even in its first week it's still considered born that year. So too by Bechor, the 7 days, the first week of his life, is still considered part of his first year. So you only have until the next birthday. You don't have it until the birthday of the anniversary of the 8th day. You have it up until the day, because that week is still considered born. You just can't bring it as a carbon. Rabbi Yonah Abba, my father, Rabbi Yonah Shamalam, and Hadah, he learned that this idea from the following pasuk. Kol bachar sheivaleid, every bachar that was born, etc. Hazachar takdish. The pasuk says, you shall sanctify. The question is, what do you mean you shall sanctify? The bachar is sanctified by itself. So what do you mean taktish? So it's a remez for you to do something. Don't be sanctified, but it means to calculate. Haketzan mishas leidaso at mona loshana. That's just a remez that you calculate from its leida, you calculate the year. You don't have to calculate the year from the time that is roy to be hukrav as a karban from the eighth day. That you don't have to do. Period. Okay, masnisen. Okay, the rest of the daf is a little bit lighter. Shalosh kupa, shalosh seim, tarmenes halishka. As we said, at three times a year we're tarmed the lishka. As I mentioned before, most Rishonim assume this means you have a big treasury pile in the treasury. You go in three times a year. Each time you go in, you have three kupos, three stucka boxes. You fill them all up, and then you do that three times a year. You use those three until the next time, etc., etc. The Rambam has a different shita, which we're not going to get into now. But the Rambam says you, when you go in there, you have three. You have a. It's a little bit different. He says in Hilchos Shkalim, he says you fill up three kupos that are each nine sa'ah large, and you only do that once a year. And then the three times you take from these kupos that are nine sa'ah large. It's a different shita. How it happens? Here you buy a base of Mikdash. We'll figure out what we're going to do. Why couldn't they wanted it? You can see you want lafarsim hadavar. They wanted everybody to see it. So they did this three times. Tarmenes alishka. The kasav alehen aleph beis gimel. And they wrote. We'll see why they had to do this. They wrote on these three that they took out aleph beis gimel because they wanted to know which one was first, which one they took first, second, and third. Rabbi Shmuel Omer Yevan is kasav alehen. They wrote the letters in Greek. Alpha, Beta, Gamma. The Rivavan explains that this was the vernacular at a time later, after he quotes when Alexander the Great, Alexander Melch Yavan Yishalim, Hikiru Yisrael, Lashon Yavanis, Kozvah Osalashon. They didn't want to make a mistake. It's unbelievable. They knew Greek letters better than Hebrew letters. So they did this so they really would make sure that they got it right. Ein Atarim Nechlas, another halacha. The one who went in to take the Shkalim did not go in. Lo b'parket chafus. He was not allowed to go with pants with any hems on it. Velo b'minal. Velo b'sandal. He couldn't go in with shoes or sandals. Velo b'tfilin, or with tfilin. Velo b'kamiya, or with any amulet. Why? Because in all these cases, people might think that he stole some of the money and hid it away somewhere. And what are people going to say? Shema ye'eni. Maybe he'll become poor. The yomer me avon alishka heni. Oh, you see that? You know why he got poor? Because he must have stolen the money. Hashem is paying him back. Oh, maybe he got rich. The Yomer, Shem was always Yasher. Hey, you know he got rich. He must have stolen the money. Mamish Damlakav Chova. That's what we're worried about. But we have to go out of our way to not put people into a situation where there can be Damlakav Chova. Sheha Adam Tzarech Latzisi Diabrios Kederach Shu Tzarech Latzisi Diamakom. A beautiful line. We have to be Yotze Yidei Brios, just like we have to be Yotze Yidei Makom. Shenemar V'Yisem Nekiyim Me Hashem and Me Yisrael. We have to be clean from Hashem and from Yisrael. Right? Where was this pasuk said? See, by Midrash Lamed Beis, this is what Moshe Rabbeinu is telling to the Bnei God of Bnei Reuven. You better come and fight with us, because if you stay here, people are going to say that you're cowards and you don't want to fight. You just want this land, so you better come with us. V'yisem nekiyim me'Hashem me'Yisrael. V'yomer, and also u'matzachen v'seichal tov bein Elokim v'Adam. It's a nice Dvar Torah to give at the meal the next time you bench. Right, this is in Bamarom. Bein Elokim v'Adam. Right, this is the makor for the Torah going in without hems and without any pockets, because he has to stand in the clear. There's a discussion in the Mefarshim, why do you need both psukim? Right, both psukim seem to tell us the same thing. Why do you need both psukim? So the Tiferes Yisrael says that the Chiddush is, you might have thought that the only problem is where you're doing something that is causing them to look at you in a fishy way. But they go to Bnei Reuven, they're not going to fight. They should go to fight. They're part of Klal Yisrael. So maybe that's a problem. But here, what is he doing? He's doing a mitzvah for Klal Yisrael. So, Aval Pikein, that's the chiddush of the second pasuk. Aval Pikein, you have to go out of your way to try to do your best to get people not to to think badly of you. Another idea I saw in the B'Shem, the Shiklei Gola, that the chiddush is that, look, you're not allowed to wear tefillin in. There's a mitzvah to wear tefillin all day. So you're even mevatel the mitzvah of tefillin, assuming that they wore tefillin all day in those days, right? You're mevatel, the Gemara even talks about how the Kohen Gadol fit his tefillin and his tzitz, what goes on top. You know, we don't imagine it, but that's what he did on the weekdays. He wore the tefillin and the tzitz. What goes on top, what goes on bottom. So the chiddush of the second pasuk is that you're even mevatel a mitzvah because of this idea of chshad, this idea of you don't want people to think badly of you. That's the chiddush of the second pasuk. Either way, that's what the Gemara says. We spoke about, the Mishnah says, we spoke about in the past where Moshe had a tshuva, the difference between chshad and maris ayin. Maris ayin is that people are going to see what you're doing and think that it's mutter. That's marasayin. That's why you can't act in a certain way. Chshad is just that people are going to look at you and think that you're doing something bad. Not that they're going to learn from you. If you don't light a candle in your window, they're going to, in the times of the Gemara, you have to light menorahs on both sides. Because they're going to think, oh, this guy didn't light a menorah. What, they're going to think you don't have to light menorahs? No, it's chshad. They're going to think badly of you. We're not supposed to put ourselves into a position where people think badly of us. That's chshad, that's like here, versus marasayin. Yeah. Okay, and maybe that fits in. Right? So you're saying maybe some nekiyim is kind of sur meira, and b'dim sachein is vaasei tov. Maybe that's connected to the mitzvah idea. Not if it was just a sur meira, you don't have to take off your tefillin. Mashenkin with this, you have to. Taman taninon. We learned in the Mishnah in Shabbos. Mefan nafilu dalav b'chamish kupos. You're allowed to move even four or five boxes. We had this in Perek Mefanin, right? Four or five boxes on Shabbos. It's not considered too much of a tircha. You're allowed to move this on Shabbos. Reb Zeira shal as Reb Yoshia kamo shiurin shal kupos. How big are these boxes that you're allowed to use? Kupos. So amalei. So we say nilmot sasim and amafurish. Let's learn the unclear from the clear. The Mishnah in Shabbos does not say a measurement for the kupos. So look at our Mishnah. D'tanya b'sholosh kupos sholosh seim. Our Mishnah talks about kupos the size of three sa'am. So it must be that that's what kupo means there. It's all in the Mishnayos. But the Brizer just continues with the process. We've already brought our raya though. Shehein tisha kavin. All together, you have nine tisha sa'in. You have nine sa'ah. If you add up the three kupos, shehein esrim b'sheva asa'in. That for the year, you have 27 sa'ah worth of truma that you took out. Tarmen as alishka. That's what you do. Because of Alein Alpes Gimel, and you write on the three that you take out each time, 1, 2, 3. Why do you do that? Lomar, Mistadik Min Arishona, Kodim Lashnia, Min Ashnia, Kodim Lashlishas. Whenever you designate something for a mitzvah, you're supposed to go in order. The Rush quotes this by matzahs. If you bake three matzahs, so it says the Rush, you should try to label them and make sure you know which matzah you bake first, so you know which one to use first. That's what he's supposed to place by matzah. But whenever you do a mitzvah, you know, you're supposed to label it because each chesed shel mitzvah was zoche to be first. We should focus on that. Taman taninam. We learned in another Mishnah in Shabbos. Hamotzi yayin k'dei mizikas hakos. If somebody does the melacha of hotza'ah, there's always a minimum shear. How much you have to carry out. We do paskin chatzi shear is asur min ha-Torah, but you have to carry out the shear in order to get the punishment. So how much is the shear? K'dei mizikas hakos. Enough wine to dilute the average kos. Rav Zeira shal as Rav Yoshia. How much is that? So Amar Lei Nilmo Sasam and Amafurish. That's why this is brought here, because you learn the unclear from the clear. The Tani Reb Chiya has a brisa. Arba Kosa Shamru. All four cups all together, the Dalad Kosos Yeshen Revias Shal Yain B'Talki. In all four cups, you have a revias of wine. So meaning, in each cup, you have a quarter of revias. You have 1/16 of a lug. You have a quarter of revias. So that's what how much wine has to be taken out on Shabbos. So for the rest of the Amid, we talk about Dalad Kosos. Rabbi Yehuda, really, this opinion is like Rabbi Yehuda, that you have to carry out this amount. The Tani, because the Brisa says, Mayim Kedigamiya. The Tanakama says, how much water are you chai for on Shabbos? Enough to swallow. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Kedig Lashuv Venasakila. Enough to mix with an eye ointment to put on your eye. Yayin Kedigamiya. How much wine do you have to take out? Enough to swallow. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Kedig Mizikasakos. Period. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda is the opinion that says that's as much wine that you have to carry out. Mazug Bakama. What if you already have diluted wine? How much diluted wine do you have to carry out on Shabbos to be chayiv? So let's learn it from the same brisa. Mayim k'dei gemir b'yud omer k'dei loshem benes akilar. Yayin k'dei gemir b'yud omer k'dei mizikas hakos. Hada amra mazuk k'dei mizikas hakos. Says the Gemara, if the amount of wine you have to take out to be chayiv is as much as you put in a normal cup, as we'll see, it's 1 to 3. So too, it must be diluted wine, must be a cupful. Because you always go by a cupful. That's the amount that is used. There we go. Kamish urin shall kos. How much is the shear of a kos? How much is a cupful? Rabbi Avin Omar, titraton verevia. Okay, that was the measurement in those days. Period. Now a couple of halachas about dalat kosos, and this is going to be different. Some of these shilos are different than the answers given in the Bavli. Ma'al l'shosa mikrach echad. Are you allowed to drink the dalat kosos one after another? 1, 2, 3, 4. So we had a machlokas about this in Pesachim. We said, yayin yasi, decheres lo yatsa. But here it doesn't say that. Here it just says it's okay. Mita amar Rabbi Man amar Rabbi Yossi. And look at the parallel. Once Rabbi Yossi says, Hallel. Hallel is supposed to be split up at the Seder. Right? We're supposed to say two during Magid and the rest after the Seder. And yet, im shamad b'beis haknesses yatsa. Rabbi Yossi says, if you did it all in shul, your yotze, had the amras, so too, it must be by the wine. Though it's supposed to be split up, im shasa v'krach echad yatsa. Right, we don't pass in that way, but that is That is the answer of the Yerushalmi. Mal v'shosa b'piskon. Could you drink it little by little in sips? Could you drink the wine in sips? So we know l'chadfili is supposed to drink it in one shtia, in a k'dechilos pras. Yerushalmi doesn't relate to that. Yerushalmi says, yes, klum amr sheyishta. We'll skip the next 3 words. V'lo yishtaker. The mitzvah d'rabbanan is to drink, not to get drunk. Right, so if you drink a little by little, you're not going to get drunk. Right, that's why there's a Yerushalmi that says you're not allowed to drink between the third and the fourth cup, because you might get drunk. So you're not supposed to get drunk by the dalakosos, so therefore no problem drinking it little by little. Can you be yotze dalakosos with shvius wine? Why not? So some Rishonim say it means after that we know by shvius, towards the end of the year, you have to be mevaer all peir shvius. You have to do beer, not going to get hanoah from any fruit anymore. So what? Maybe it's after zman habir, the shaila is, says the Tiklan Chalatin, you're not going to get hanoah, but mitzvos lav lahenos nu. Right, mitzvos, as we had 2 days ago, are not given for the hanoah. That's the question of the Gemara. Could you use yayin shol shvius, la'achar zman habir? Others say, Pesach says, no, based on the Ramban says, it's a mitzvah to eat or drink Peirush Shvius. Mitzvah Dalet in the Hosafos, the Ramban counts it as a separate mitzvah zaseh. The Rambam doesn't count it. So ask the Har Tzvi, is it a problem of Enos and mitzvahs chavilos? If you're using Peirush Shvius, which is a mitzvah itself, for dalakosos. Either way, that's the question. Those are the two pshatim of what the question is. Taner Roshia Yosef Yain Shal Shvius. It's mutter. Are you allowed to use spiced wine for dalakosos? He says, kunditin is like wine. It's okay. Can you use diluted wine? Yes, diluted wine is fine as long as it tastes and looks like wine. It's a mitzvah to use red wine. This quote in Shulchan Aruch, as we had, if you remember, we had that tragic, amazing Taz that said on that Shulchan Aruch that we try to use red wine, but b'zman hazeh, because of all the blood libels, we can't. So the Taz says in 1648. That's what the Taz says. So we try to fulfill this halacha, but nowadays, look, we can't. But that's what the Shulchan the Gemara says. It's a mitzvah to use red wine. Shene emar, altera yanki is adem, ki itim kose no. Period. Tani, mevushal kemetuvo. Cooked wine is like spiced wine. Regarding what? Unclear what this line was said about. The Tiklan Chavdin suggests it's said about Kiddush. You could use cooked wine, even though it is not the wine that's... It's not full wine in, regarding other halachas. Regarding Kiddush, it's okay. Ma'u lotzis b'yayin mevushal. How about for dalat kosos? Rabbi Yonah yotzi b'yayin mevushal. Yes, you could use cooked wine, even though it's not as strong as other wine. Rabbi Yonah l'taimei. There's a story here that's quoted. It's quoted in other Yerushalmis in a different way. Rabbi Yonah, who allows cooked wine, must be going according to his reasoning. Rabbi Yonah, kavad avishasi arbakasi de pischa, havi chazik reishi ad chaka. Rabbi Yonah used to have headaches from Pesach to Shavuos from drinking all the wine. So it must be that he had so much headaches, and then he allowed yain mevushal, because it couldn't be that he would be able to go on like this. The Shulchan Aruch uses this as a raya, quoting the Rashba, that even if you get stomach aches or get headaches from wine, you have to find some wine to use. Because you see, he used yain mevushal, but it's not like he said you're putter. But even if it doesn't feel good, still you have to drink it. Chamisei, yeah. The Rambam says this. What do you mean? Rambam says this wine. Yain mevushal, you're not only used for Kiddush. That's the Shittas of Rambam. So the Rambam doesn't pass in that way in Hilchos Shabbos. Let's just finish up one more minute. Chamisei chadam matronisa aponihirin. One time, a certain woman saw that a certain rabbi's face was shining. Amra, Saba, Siba chadam mehani tlas bilin isbacha. One of three things must have taken place. Oda shasi chamra, you must be drunk. At, oda malvi beribis. Or you must have lent with ribis and just have gotten a good deal. Oh, you must be an owner of pigs and who make a lot of profit. That must be why you're shining. Amrle tipach rucha dahi itza. Cursed is that woman. Nothing like that. I just learned a great pshat. That's why I'm shining. I just learned a great pshat. Rabbi Abo was to Tveria. Similar story. Rabbi Abo came to Tveria. Chamoni tamudi Rabbi Yochanan. The Tamid of Rabbi Yochanan saw him. Aponi hirin. His face was shining. Amr Tamid of Rabbi Yochanan. Achar Rabbi Abo sama. The Talmid told Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yavo must have found a great treasure. His face is shining. Also, Lagabe, he came to Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan knew the score. Amalei, Ma'o Reis Achadas Shamet. Oh, so what's your Kiddush? You're shining. So tell me the good part. So Amalei, Tosefta Atika, Kara. Tosefta Atika. I found an old Tosefta. I finally found the old Tosefta. So Kara Alei, so Rabbi Yochanan said, oh, Chachmas Adam, Ta'ir Panav. Period. Why are these stories brought here? Maybe we'll talk about it tomorrow. Okay, today's Shia with the Zechanishmas. Frumat Bas Yitzhak Moshe.
Five to seven.